It's a busy morning for Gina Mayere Kaluya. She lets me into her Pearl City home, where she lives with her mom and dad. Flour is tossed on the dining room table as she prepares to make fresh mochi, a Japanese tradition to ring in the new year. Another tradition involves cleaning the family's Buddhist altar, the butsudan. It's kept down the hall in her father's office.
Good?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I can show you. My dad just finished cleaning it.
She tells me every year the family makes two larger mochi and stacks them on top of each other by the butsudan.
The mochi with the good luck paper and the ferns and the tangerine, yeah, all that stuff.
The butsudan looks like a small wooden cabinet with intricate carvings along the front and shutters that open and close. Pictures of Gina's grandparents line a shelf in the altar alongside wooden plaques with the family name written in Japanese.
I actually asked my dad how long we've had this, and it's actually been over 60 years. So two generations have grown up with this butsudan. As far back as I have memories, this has always been in the house.
But growing up with the traditional altar is becoming less common for younger generations, says George Tanabe, a retired UH professor of religion.
I'm part of that trend of younger Japanese-American who are really falling to the wayside with this daily observance of caring for the ancestors.
Tanabe says traditionally, the butsudan was a way to bring daily worship out of the temple and into the home. He remembers his parents lighting incense while serving daily offerings of rice and water before meals. Now he rarely uses his family altar except during New Year's.
Basically, it's a loss of meaning that people don't know, you know, what it's for, what it's about, why they should do it. There may come a time when it would be rare to find a butsudan in a home. Temples are getting back many butsudan returned from families who are no longer interested in carrying out these daily rituals of caring for the ancestor.
Some altars are destroyed by the church during an annual ritual. The nicer ones are kept in storage. Eric Matsumoto has been the bishop at Honpa Honganji since 2011. He takes me to a side room where the popular Buddhist temple off the Pali Highway keeps the altars brought in by families. He says usually they're recycled, given away to people who come to the temple looking for a butsudan.
Usually something this size is usually for a temple.
Inside a closet, we find one. It looks almost new.
Yeah.
Once Matsumoto wipes off the dust, inside the altar drawer is a set of accessories.
The flower vase, the candlestick, the incense burner, a small bell.
Matsumoto says the diminishing presence of family shrines is not just disconnection to old traditions. It's also a matter of space. That was part of the reason Corday Fagan's family returned their butsudan to the Honpa Honganji.
I guess nobody had a place for it because, like I said, it was pretty big.
The family shrine was close to 6 feet tall and was actually built into the wall at her grandfather's house in Salt Lake. Much of the loss, she says, is simply generational.
You know, my grandparents never talked to me about it. My children have never grown up with it, so they have no idea what a butsudan is.
But in other families, the tradition lives on, and not just because of the past. Back in Pearl City, Gina Mayere Kaluya explains.
It helps you really move forward because you know now where you come from. And even though I only have pictures and stories and names on a wooden plaque, it's still my heritage and my grandparents, and it's that connection and defines who I am, and I can carry on family traditions and their heritage too.
Molly Solomon for HPR News.